Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to our next guest, average real returns from national equity markets around the world have actually been negative over the past 8 years. However, his analysis is also showing that the next 8 years should be incredibly positive if you pick the right countries to invest in. Sailesh Radha is President and Chief Investment Strategist at Borealis Global Advisory, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Blythewood, South Carolina. Sailesh, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
First of all, tell us more about what you do.
My company is Borealis Global Advisory, and as part of that firm, I basically focus on global equity allocation in terms of countries. I look at the global investment platform in terms of countries. There's a lot of folks who specifically focus on sectors. In my case, I basically figure out dynamics in terms of macroeconomic factors, fundamental factors, and tie these factors together to basically get a global outlook on what countries to basically focus on and then in the medium term. I draw inspiration from key critical variables, which are mostly proprietary, and as a result of which we have developed a couple of dashboards, which basically focuses on trying to figure out a simple metric that could help investment advisors, ordinary investors, to figure out which particular country do I basically invest in through equity products like single country ETFs.
I mentioned in my introduction that the analysis that I've looked at that you've done shows that real returns across national equity markets have been negative on average over the past 8 years. Can you go into a little bit more detail on how that can possibly be with all these record highs that have happened in markets?
You're right in your assessment. Globally, there's a disconnect between the U.S. and the international market. And the reason being, tremendous amount of liquidity that has been floating within the U.S. markets. The U.S. markets have done specifically well since the last global crisis we had. Whereas the international always has lagged in the last 10 years on average in terms of real returns. And that is not surprising because if you look at a cycle the last 50 or 60 years, when the U.S. leads the equity markets, the international equity markets have already trailed. If you look at the previous decade of the 2000s, beginning from 2000s, the tech bubble, the international markets led, whereas in this kind of a cycle post great financial crisis, it's the U.S. which has been taking the lead because of the fundamentals have been pretty right in terms of the economy as such. Whereas the emerging markets have taken a lot of hit because of the debt they have been carrying since the last cycle. And as a result of which, the traction that they have seen in the economies have not been as much as what has transpired in the U.S. markets. But having said that, I think the U.S. markets have run its course. The next decade, you would see the cycle switching back into the international markets with a focus more on the emerging markets. And some developed markets as well, like Sweden, especially the Scandinavian countries, have a lot of potential from a country's perspective.
I'm imagining that you might be getting some pushback from investment advisors who love investing in this country because of how well it has done for everybody versus taking a look around the world going forward.
You're right. One pushback is basically the U.S. market is doing good and everybody's got this euphoria saying that the U.S. market's not going to have a downturn in the next so many years. As you've seen after the COVID crisis as well, it reverted back to the market peaks very quickly in 3 months. And they believe that this is strong. Fundamentals are strong. We need to continue. But the thing is, when the valuations get stretched, there are certain sections of the markets in the investment landscape in the globally that you see that are cheaper markets. And there will be a slight shift towards these markets on the margin. And as we go along, that's going to get captured. And that's the reason you will see a reversion of these countries coming back to peak at some point in the next 6 or 8 years. And you will see a downward trend for the U.S. equity markets. It's basically a cyclical shift. The valuations are stretched for U.S. at this point. It's time to move away and slowly on the margin, push away to slightly to the international, and you'll see a lot of juice coming out from the international markets.
Well, Sailesh, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure always with you.
Sailesh Radha is President and Chief Investment Strategist at Borealis Global Advisory. He joined us by phone from his office in Blythewood, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.